ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salat wa salam ala rasulillah Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi ajma'in. Respected brothers and sisters, the listeners to IRB English Radio with the program Bridge, it's again my honor, my pleasure to be with you, to be spending the next few minutes contemplating on the legacy of the adornment of the believers, the adornments of the prostrators, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in his book Sahifa Sajjadiya, in the 20th du'a, the supplication on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the very second phrase, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma waffir bilutfika niyyati. Right? Waffir in Arabic means make it complete, right? From all dimensions, absolutely complete, right? In terms of the intention that I have, make it to be the one that is solely and exclusively for you. It has the vision of achieving success in the dunya and the hereafter. It's filling a void. It's filling a gap. Whatever I'm doing is exactly the responsibility that is on my shoulder. It's being taken care of in the right time, and so on and so forth, right? Complete niyya, complete intention is not only doing it solely and exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but complete from all dimensions of it. وَصَحِّحْ بِمَا عِنْدَكَ يَقِينِي, and rectify, right, purify, correct me, correct my certainty, make it better, make it more complete, make it correct through what is with you, O Allah, because you are the source of certainty. It's only through you that people reach the stage of certainty. And then he says, وَاسْتَصْلِحْ بِقُدْرَتِكَ مَا فَصَدَ مِنِّي. And then we talked about the most complete intention. And then, in here, I want to mention the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that talks about three categories of worshippers. Please take a break. We'll be back quickly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
right, respected brothers and sisters, before the quick break that we had, I promised to share with you a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he further categorizes the worshippers into three categories, right? The very, very first category is that there's a group that the worshippers worship God out of the fear of punishment, right? This is the worship of slaves. It's called the worship of slaves because They do it because of the fear of punishment, just like a slave that knows if he doesn't act upon his responsibilities, duties, missions that are given to him, commands that the master or the owner gives in, if they don't listen to that, they will be severely lashed and punished, right? Therefore, they say those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely and just because of staying away, right, warding off, protection from the punishment, they are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just like slaves, which is at least worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second group is that there's a group who do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get rewarded, right? The first group was motivated by failure, right, by avoiding the hellfire. The second group is motivated by the news or the anticipation of success, which is getting rewarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala positively has reinforced for them the path of guidance. A group of the servants that, or the group that serves God, that worships God in hope of reward. This one, or this is the worship of hired laborers, right? It's like the ones that are getting paid, the workers that are getting paid for what they do, right? Sometimes some of our good actions when we go on the Day of Judgment, we see that there's no trace of them in our letter of deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is that certain action? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you did something and you got compensated for it in this dunya. Last but not least, says the third group of worshipers is a group that serves God motivated by love and affection, right? And this is the worship of freemen. This is the way how Ahrar, the free men, how Anbiya, the prophets, how Awliya did worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do serve God and they do submit to God the Almighty. And their motivation, their drive force is because of the love and it's due to the affection that they have for Him. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back quickly, inshallah, explaining about this third group.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, we've been talking about three categories of worshipers that is directly impacted by their intentions, because it's intentions that is the matter, right? The appearance of deeds is the deed itself, but the intention is the spirit, it's the skeleton, it's the foundation of the deed. It's what that gives the deed the right direction, right? Navigates it to place us on the right path. It's very important, right? It says, Imam Sajjad Salam says, the third group, we mentioned about the two, talked about the third one briefly, but now we're going to talk about it and wrap up with explaining about this third group. It's a group that serves God motivated by love and affection for Him. This is the worship of freemen. And this last type is the most superior worship in worship and the highest in obedience, because what they do is they do their actions, they carry out the responsibilities out of love. If you recall, many of you might have heard Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the night before Ashura, they asked him, should we postpone the battle to the day of Ashura? He said, sure, let's do it, because this is what I love about the night. Inni uhibbu qira'at al-Quran. This this is what I really love and show affection to. I'm obsessed with recitation of the Holy Quran, with the Salat and with the recitation of the Holy Quran, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love and out of affection, out of commitment to Him because or due to affection, is the highest level of growth for a worshipper. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a pathway, a bridge, so that we can reach that stage of worshipping Him out of love that we have in our hearts for Him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را